Fighters, I want to let you know about a new group that we have on Facebook. It's called Contractor Sales Pros. You just go to Facebook and type in Contractor Sales Pros. You'll run into it there and you can go ahead and request access to it. This group is for current sales professionals in the construction industry. Listen, guys, this is a place that you can ask questions, share strategies and best practices to help each other get better as salespeople in this industry. And I want to invite you to be a part of that, be part of the conversation that we have going on there. So to go to Facebook, Contractor Sales Pros, and jump in with a bunch of other cool people. You guys rock.
Hey, Fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. Today, I want to touch on something we speak about a lot in our Shinfu sales training, and that's the concept of not pouncing. And I'm not going to go into the traditional sales sense of this, where what we mean by pouncing is a customer just kind of drops a softball at you in the beginning of the sales process about what they're looking for, instead of letting them continue to verbalize and explain what they want, the salesperson just latches on to the first little nugget and basically interrupts the client's train of thought and makes the discovery process that much more difficult. Now, I want to talk about not pouncing under the kind of in the concept of our 5-4-3-2-1 communication theory. And no, it's not some DUI checkpoint reverse math trickery. It's essentially just forcing yourself to take a pause during a conversation or before you communicate with an employee, a customer, whoever. And essentially, you just take a minute and count down from five, and it just gives you a moment before you grab your phone, your keyboard, and dig yourself into a hole. And there's kind of like three basic advantages of this that tie in together. One, doing this gives you the opportunity, if you let it, to step past the emotion of the moment and get a little bit more clarity on where you're at, what you're feeling based on the info you just got fed. You know, that also gives you time to get some more information. Typically, when we're dealing with communication, especially if it's going from what your crew leader said to a homeowner or vice versa, it's a one-sided conversation. Addressing one-sided conversations are pretty much hobbling yourself right out the gate because you don't truly know what's going on. And by doing that, by getting rid of the emotion, by getting more information, you can kind of tie into that fight core value of playing the long game and not biting off your nose to spite your face with some gut reaction. And there's a couple examples of this that come to mind when I think about this theory. One of them involves our sales coach, Greg Dempsey, in our Battleground group. Years ago, he builds custom homes, and years ago, he got a voicemail from a customer after hours, and it was something about their tile floor in their new bathroom or something was, they're unhappy about it. Use those triggering words like disappointed and expecting better or whatever. And Greg's first inclination was just to grab the phone and fall on the sword and do whatever it took to make them happy. Just promise them the world. We'll get a new floor in there. We'll do it tomorrow, whatever. Despite the, you know, the implications of cost and scheduling and just, you know, saving face to get thrown out the window with that type of reaction. Instead, he waited the morning, got in touch with them, set up a time to go see the problem with them. And lo and behold, he gets there. It's a simple thing. It was like a cracked tile or something like that. An easy fix, not ripping up the whole floor, not just the nuclear option that he was going on in his mind. And by doing so, by just taking pause and not pouncing on the situation, not only did he maintain a happy customer, not only did he get out of that project without costly repairs, they were so happy that they started discussions about another space in their house, and it turned into a revenue generator just because Greg had the maturity to just kind of hit the pause button and let the communication happen, not out of a place of emotion. And I had a similar situation with one of my employees. He was a good guy. Had a lot of shit going on in his life, which we all can relate to. And one day he called me up. He's like, I can't make it to work. And it just threw me for a loop. We had a really tight schedule. We had him, he was our best painter, scheduled for a client that was expecting us, that was really hardcore on their scheduling. And it just put me in a bad place. And I remember I picked up the phone, and I was about to light him up, and I paused. And I remember this concept that Steve and Tom have beaten in my head over the years. And I just gave myself, I think, a 10-minute walk or something like that before I addressed it. called the guy up, asked him what was going on, asked him for the situation, asked him then how he felt about the situation. It was a kind of a personal issue that was embarrassing for him, and he felt really bad about the situation, the position he's put the company in. And the fact that I was able to come at that problem from a place of wanting understanding and empathy, frankly, saved that employee. You know, he was a doom and gloomer. He was just always had the scarcity mindset, jumping to the wrong conclusion. He figured when he set that voicemail, he's going to lose his job, have to deal with his girlfriend, you know, move, find a new apartment for him and his kid, all that stuff. And by my not doing that, not only did I save him, he was a great employee for several more years and became a much better employee after that fact, because he realized that I'm actually a human as well, and that I gave a shit about him and his well-being. So next time you feel the urge just to pick up your phone and light somebody up to do a quick reply without having all of the facts, I encourage you to do the 5-4-3-2-1 countdown. Take a deep breath. Get more information if you need it. But at the very minimum, engage in that communication with as little emotion as possible. And you will find that your communications don't dig you into holes, and that you solve a lot more problems than you went into them with. So with that, I'll leave you. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails.